there is a God, and He is alive. And how wonderful it is to be able to serve this true and living God. All of you that are visiting with us today, welcome. We're glad you're here. We have a lot of people that are out of town today, but we're glad everybody that's here is here. We're grateful that God has blessed us with another occasion that we can come together to worship and serve our God. Now, Joanne Sandlin, she's not feeling well. She called me this past week. Bless her heart. Continue to pray for her and all those that are sick. Appreciate the good prayer this morning. Well worded. And certainly a prayer that all of us can say amen to. We're glad you're here. We trust and pray that as we study the lesson this morning, the good will be accomplished to the glory of God. That's why we're here, isn't it? That's why we're here, to bring honor and glory to God. Everything we do is to be done for the glory of our God. Because He is alive. He's right here. Where two or three are gathered together in My name, there will I be in the midst of them. And that's spoken of by Jesus. Jesus made that promise. And He tells us to come unto Him, Matthew 11:28-30. And He'll always be with us. And we need that assurance because we know who we are. We always want to remember who we are. We're children of God. We belong to the Lord. We're people that belong to the Lord, and we're trying to demonstrate to the world that our journey is toward eternal God. What a beautiful picture. Just think of all the things that God has done for you. Think of all the things He's done for us here at O'Neill. And that's why in our prayer today we're so grateful that we were directed to be giving thanks to God for our elders. And we want to continue to thank God for them and ask God to bless them and their families and everybody that makes up the kingdom of God here. Don't ever forget who you are. Now in Acts chapter 4, as Stuart read those passages, there was a man that was healed. Nobody could dispute that. And one thing that I thought was so interesting in this record, that one of the things that they all recognized, those people who now had seen a miracle performed, they all marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. The apostles knew who they were. And Peter just said in verse 12, there's no salvation in the other. It's in Him, in Christ, that this man has been made whole. And the people took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Who are you? Are you a Christian? Are you a child of God? One who is a disciple of the Lord? I hope you are. God wants you to be. Surely what a wonderful expectation here, rather explanation, concerning the apostles. They were people who were devoted to serving the Lord. That's what we want to be. We want to bring glory and honor to our God. In Philippians chapter 1, it was Paul who's writing to these Philippian brethren. And Paul said, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. And we echo that same sentiment. We want Christ to be magnified. Where? In our bodies. Why? Because we're children of God. No wonder in verse 27 of that reading that the Bible says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. And the actual translation of that, your conversation is your manner of life. Let that be as it becometh what? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember who you are. My mother loved to have her picture made. Bless her heart. She just loved. But any time any of us making a picture, she wanted to be right in that picture. And you know why? Because she kept a lot of pictures. We had all kinds of picture albums. And it was with her, with others. And when she would get lonely, discouraged, she'd get that box of pictures out and she'd look at those pictures and see those pictures that she was related to. And those people that loved her and cared for her. That's a picture of her when she was 90 years old. We had a big celebration in the city of Russellville, Alabama. Oh, I don't know how many people came. And that was the day that my mom Boy, she was just thrilled to death that she could be there. And she lived another 2 or 3 years after that. I know who I am. I know because of my association with the woman that loved me, brought me in this world, and gave me life, and showed me all those years that I lived with her, how important it is to remember who you are. One thing God wanted the children of Israel to remember, don't ever forget it. He wanted them to remember something as they are brought out of Egypt. When God brought the final plague upon Egypt, He wanted the Egyptians to see that He put a difference between them and the children of Israel, because Israel was God's people. There are many people who go through life without a good sense of who they are. In order to get where we all want to go, we must never forget who we are. Number one, remember who we are. Yep, that's right. People made by God from the dust of the earth. Isn't that something? In Genesis 2 and verse 7, the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul. Don't ever forget that God made you from the dust of the earth. In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was. There it is. No question about it. And the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. That day's coming when my spirit will go out of this physical body when we die. And it shall, what? The body shall go back to the dust from whence it came, but the spirit shall go unto God who gave it. Don't ever forget who you are. In Psalms 103, verses 13 through 16, like as the father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him, for He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Yes, remember who we are. And wonderfully good it is to know from God that when we leave this old body, we can go and be in the presence of the Lord. Who are you? God wants you to be a Christian. God wants you to be a good Christian. God wants you to be a good man and a good woman, a good son and a good daughter. What do you want? Who are you? Who am I? Remember what He tells us. Remember who you are. In 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God. You want to be approved to God? Do what He tells you. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the men of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Remember what He tells you by reading and studying and knowing that it is God's Word. Hebrews 4, verse 12, for the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. No wonder the psalmist says in Psalms 119, 104 and 105, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In Psalms 30 verses, I've read their Proverbs 30 verses 5 and 6. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee and thou be found a liar. No wonder the Hebrew writer says in 19 and 20, chapter 10, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. Remember who you are and remember what He's told you. Remember how he wants you to live. Because you see, you're the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. You belong to Jesus Christ. How does Christ want you to live? In Romans chapter 12, I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Are you doing that? Am I doing that? I beseech you, I beg you, and I plead with you, Paul said. I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Remember how he wants you to live. In Colossians 3, 1 and 2, if you be in Christ, set your affections on things which are above and not upon the earth. Paul could say to the Philippians in Philippians 1, verse 27, let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. And remember when Paul wrote to Titus, in Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us, there it is, who am I? One who's being taught by what? Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. When are we going to live that way? Right now, in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Why? Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and guess what? And purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous good works. Who are we? People that are full of zeal. Full of zeal of what? Zealous of good works. Works that God has ordained. But a lot of times, you know, people forget that little short verse. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. We've got a lot of people who've got those can'ts. Can't do this, can't do the other. I think we need a whole lot of cans, don't you? You see who we are. Yes, many of them that God was not well pleased with, Paul said to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 10. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. What? Now these things were our examples. To the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Quit lusting. Why? Remember who you are. Then notice what else Paul said. Neither be ye idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sit down to eat and drink, rose up to play. Quit idolatry. Nothing before God. And then we hear, neither let us commit fornication. As some of them committed, fell in one day 23,000. Quit fornication. Don't involve in something that is iniquity. Don't put anything before God. And then he says, neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. So quit tempting Christ. Why are these things written? Look at it. They were written for our learning. They were written as examples to the intent that we should not do these things. And no wonder then he concludes, neither murmur, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of destroyer. Quit murmuring or quit complaining. Boy, that one got me. How many times do we do that? God's so good, so many blessings, giving us all that we have, and then we murmur and find ourselves complaining. Now all these things happen to them for examples, and they are written for our admonition or warning upon whom the ends of the world are come. Oh, with the cans! Out with the cans! In Matthew 7, verse 12, therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. What's that say? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For this is the law and the prophets. If one won't speak to you, you can speak to them. You can do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. You can love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Matthew 22:36-38. And you can put God first in your life. Which person stand up and say, I can't do that? Of course you can. In the Bible says, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You can be faithful to God. I know you can, because God said in Revelation 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give thee the crown of life. You can be separate from this old world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of... The pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven will abide forever. You can be kind. Some people are just downright ugly. Some people are just plain unkind. Some people just will not demonstrate the kindness that God wants in all of us who are God's children. Remember who you are. Be kind one to another. Tenderhearted. Forgiving one another. What? You mean I've got to forgive my brother? Of course. Forgiving one another, even as God has forgiven you. And you can be a true disciple. In John 8, Jesus said, if you continue in these things, then are you truly my disciple, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Isn't that wonderful? Studying the Bible is the most joyous thing you'll ever do. Getting on your knees and praying, linked with study of God's will, whether it be at any time of the day or the night. Yes, we can. Why? Because we are who we are. We're people who belong to Jesus Christ. You can be a light to the world. Wherever you go, people can spot you. They can say, there's a man, there's a woman, there's a person that is dedicated to serving the Lord. Ye are the light of the world, Jesus said. Matthew 5:14. And let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And one thing that I know we all can do when we remember who we are, we can keep on keeping on to the end. Never, ever, ever giving up. Because Paul said, I fought a good fight, I finished the course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love His appearing. 2 Timothy 4:7-8. That's what we can do. Why? We can remember who we are. In 1 John 4:17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we. Isn't that beautiful? As He is, so are we in this world. He'll never leave us, never forsake us, because of who we are. Remember who you are, because you want your last days to be better than the first ones. In Psalms 145:18, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. I was sitting in the song class last Sunday afternoon. They came across that song, remember who you are. Here's some words in the song. Listen to it. In His image, God created you. In new birth, He gave you life anew. And His matchless love you now proclaim. You must live to glorify His name. Christian, remember who you are today as you follow Him along the way. Though the way seems dark and the journey far, strength comes when you remember who you are. You were bought at such an awful price. Christ redeemed you by His sacrifice. You obeyed Him and were free from sin, peace and hope and joy and love within. Let your light be bright and ever true. Live so others will see Christ in you. In your life, a sermon center, see what the Christian life is meant to be. Beautiful. Beautiful. There was a man who was called the 11th hour. A man who had been hired and went out different hours. But if that the 11th hour, he went out and he found others standing idle. He said to them, "Why stand you here all the day idle?" They said unto him, "Because no man hath hired us." He said to them, "Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive." You see, you get from Christ what God promised. In 2 Corinthians 4, this passage bore down on me as I was preparing the sermon. Thought about it a lot. Listened to the words that came from heaven and written by the inspiration that Paul received. "Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God." You're here to bring what? Bring honor to glory to God. "For which cause we faint not." Don't ever give up. We're not going to turn away. "But though our outward man perish, and though it does, it goes away, yet the inward man, stronger and stronger, is renewed day by day." And Paul could say, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment in comparison to eternity, worketh for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. Why? While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Remember who you are. You can be the strongest Christian when you get old, and the days that you live, you draw closer and closer to God. And no wonder Paul just adds in the very next chapter, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." That's what we have. Why? Because we belong to Him. "For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up in of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given to us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight." And read the rest of the chapter. Who are we? "I write these things," Paul said to the Corinthians, "not to shame you, but as my beloved sons I warn you. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have we not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore Paul could say, be ye followers of me as I also am of Christ." Ah, life is so great. Just like a vapor, James 4. Like a flower, like the flower of the grass, 1 Peter 1. Just think, when it's all over, you are what you are. You stand before Him. Remember how He wants you to live? Remember that God is the God who's given you all the blessings in this life. Yes, in Jesus Christ, we're the light of the world. Let your light shine and be a Christian, a child of God, faithfully serving the Lord. Paul remembered who he was, 1 Timothy 1:15. And not only is that true, so did Joseph in Genesis 39:8-9. Like the woman who'd been taken the very act of adultery, what happened? You remember the story. There were those who were witnesses to it. And now then, they bring her to before Jesus. And what does He do? He simply tells them, "Those of you that are without sin, cast the first stone at her." Did you know He used His finger? when he wrote down on the ground. Not a one cast a stone at her, because they knew they all were guilty. And the Bible says when Jesus lifted up himself, there were none but the woman. And he said to her, "Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?" And she said, "No man, Lord." What did Jesus say to her? Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go. Sin no more. Remember who you are." What a lesson. Remember who you are. Like the poor widow that cast in two mites, two coins, worth about a penny, given to more than all the others, Mark 12:40. Like the publican in Luke chapter 18, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." Like the apostle Peter, who had denied the Lord three times. But when Jesus looked at him, he went out and he wept bitterly because he remembered who he was. Like Mary, who lay, rather sat at the feet of Jesus. My friends, don't smoke, don't do drugs, don't drink whiskey, don't engage in lustful dancing. Keep your mouth speaking things that honor God, not the things that bring dishonor. Don't lie, don't steal, don't speak gossip about your friends and your neighbors. Count your blessing, because remember who you are and why you are God's children. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm a redeemed one redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, who is my leader. I am a thankful Christian. I wear the name Christian, and I want to honor the Christ that name pictures. I'm a disciple of the King of Jesus. Just like the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. I'm a person on my way to heaven. No looking back. I'm what I am because of what Jesus, my Lord, made me, as Paul said in 1 Timothy 1. Now let me conclude this sermon. Let me say with all my heart, we cannot disappoint Him, can we? We dare not take Christ for granted. We will not turn away from Him, will we? And we'll be faithful to Him. And we will say, and we'll mean it, "Lord, I know who I am, and you can count on me." No matter what the circumstances in life may be, always remember of who you are. Remember who you are. Is your name written in the book? If not, believe the gospel this morning. Obey the gospel. Be baptized that your names may be written there. Has your name been blotted out of the book? Get it back in. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. And let God help us and make the decision. That decision be, "I know who I am. I'm ready to live now and live for my Lord. And I'm going to live for my Lord as long as He gives me life. And I know that He will say to me, 'Well done, good and faithful servant,' if I've done well. And I've remembered who I am." The blood of Jesus cleanses us from our sins. Won't you come and obey Him this morning while together we stand in